Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
We're Amber and Lacey, and we are best friends. Just kidding, she stinks. We're not best friends. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Sorry, Amber. I started to say that we were best friends, and then I got a word of you, and I was like, I changed my mind.
I know.
You're playing on the playground and you're like, I don't like Sally anymore. She farted. Nope. Mm-mm. I changed my mind.
Sally do be farting.
We all know Stinky Sally.
Stinky Sally be farting. Hey, sorry. Everybody. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. I'm Amber.
I'm Lacey.
And we're sisters. We're best friends. Also,
I just said we were enemies. Best friends. I'm saying it's the song.
Yeah, we're best friends. It's time to lie. Lacey. Hey. Lacey, how's your week been?
It's been terrible. Only yesterday, because I just flew from New York to Omaha. And remember the night before, Amber, I looked at you and I said, Amber, there's a travel alert? I've never seen that come across the little app. It said there's a travel alert and it's telling you, do you want to change your flight because the weather is bad flying into Nebraska? And Amber's like, hey, you're fine. Just wait. And I was like, I had a very good friend that was flying with me. And she's like, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. If they haven't canceled the flight, I'm getting on. So we get there. We're waiting. And right before we're supposed to board. In fact, they said, we're boarding now. And they called the class, you know, and the pilot came out and said, yeah, we might have to reroute this trip because the weather is so bad. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. So they were like, so if you want to change your flight, do it now. Now, I should have listened to my heart. But I blame my friend Emily. And Emily, I hope you're listening to this. Emily's like, nah. And she pulls out her phone. Nah, the weather looks great. I said, you are not a weather person. I want to listen to the pilot. She goes, we'll be fine by the time we get there. The weather will have been better. The storm will be gone. Okay. So, man, we got on this flight. And I need you to know I've been doing so well. If you've been listening to the show, I've been doing really well. One time I went on this flight, sat next to a therapist, and she talked me through this, and she gave me all these little exercises to do. Listen, them exercises were gone. I was terrified. And it was super foggy the whole way. And you just feel like you're in a car and you're in the back seat and the driver can't see. No, I get it. I get it how planes work. But I still was terrified. Because I was like, he can't see nothing. What if there's another plane and we like barely pass each other? Or what if I was terrified. It never like lightened up or anything. And then he comes on and he goes, I am sorry, but there's about to be some really rough turbulence. I died.
Oh, no.
I died. I turned to the man next to me.
Lacey can't do that.
And I had already told him, this stranger, and I give this spiel to everyone that sits next to me. I go, I'm very sorry for what you're about to see and hear. I'm a bad flyer. I said that to him when he first sat down. And he said, oh, sweetie, it's okay. You look like you're about my daughter's age. It'll be fine. When we hit that bad turbulence, I was hugging that man. And he was hugging me. We probably said we're probably engaged in several different countries because we probably got engaged. Legally, that's a binding something. I held on so tight to him and I cried. And so then
When she says she cried, she means she cried real tears.
I cried.
It's very bad to fly with Lacey on a plane.
And yeah. So this is what was not reassuring. I looked up at him. I'm serious. We're in an embrace. And I go, is this normal? Now, I know he's not a pilot, and I wanted him to lie to me and say, perfectly fine. He goes, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. And then the tears just, oh, because I could tell he was scared. Boy, you better look confident this whole time. I don't want to hug another person who's in my boat. I was doing, get off me. Never mind. Who else can I hug on this flight? He was not reassuring after he did that. He got me good.
Lacey, he's your friend. You did him like that.
No, I still hugged. Oh, no, I still held on to him. I cried the whole time. I cried till we landed. Held on to him till we landed. And as we're letting go, Emily sticks her head around the corner because she's literally right behind me and goes, I slept through that whole flight. Emily's a seasoned flyer, loves the little turbulence. She's fine. I almost died.
Well, that's what flying with Lacey is like. 0 out of 10. I do not recommend it.
Don't do it. I don't want anybody that knows me to fly with me. It's too embarrassing. But I will tell you this. If there is ever a travel warning again, not doing it. It's not worth it. I'll never do it. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care what it's for. I'm not going.
You guys, you scared Lacey.
You scared me.
Guess what we have today?
What do we have?
My little perfect baby. He is the writer and star of The Blackening. Mm-hmm. He's an Emmy-nominated writer. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a Second City alum. He wrote on the Amber Ruffin show.
Yay!
And he moonlights singing karaoke at my birthday party.
Yay!
He does. And it's fun. His name is Dwayne Perkins. So when we come back, we are going to have some fun with him because he's a fun little baby. Okay? So stay tuned for Dwayne Perkins. And also, just like for us, because we are jealous sometimes.
Yes, we do. Please come back.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. We're back. Guess who we've got? He's an Emmy-nominated writer, comedian, actor. He's an alumni of the Second City Chicago. He's the writer and star of the hit movie The Blackening. Please welcome Dwayne Perkins.
Candidate for the President of the United States. I hate it when you leave out the important thing.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's running.
I am.
Thank you so much.
He's running.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! We're happy to have you here, Mr. President. Dwayne.
He got elected already?
He got elected in that last little bit.
Trump's gonna be mad.
Keep up.
There's some people that are gonna be mad. But I'll stand by.
Probably quiet.
And they gonna stay mad.
Get them. Dwayne, what are all of your feelings today?
Good. I woke up with a lot of calls and text messages because I was nominated for an NAACP Image Award.
Yay, good job.
It was cool.
Yes,
The Blackening got nominated for Best Ensemble, which we love because, you know, I love ensemble.
Because it was.
Yeah, and then I got nominated for Outstanding Breakthrough Creative.
Yes, congratulations. That's great. I love
Thanks.
It.
Guys, the movie The Blackening is the fucking best movie I've ever fucking seen. It was so good. It was great. I saw a special little screening of it.
We saw it together.
We did. I did see it with Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it with Lacey, and then we went to a party. And the party was too big and had too much food.
The party was glamorous.
Have you ever eaten too much food?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was like the best after party of anything. It was amazing.
The food. Who the fuck's food was that?
Who cooked that?
There were 8 million red roses.
It was crazy. At the premiere, like, Remy Ma performed, Fabulous came out, and I was like, where do these niggas come from? What? It was a day I'll never forget.
It was great.
It really was, like, so cool to see. Like, Dwayne got a movie. Great. That's great. I love it. You see the movie. The movie's great. Yeah, you knew it was going to be great. This great, though, I did not know. But then, you see all the money these motherfuckers put behind it. And that's what you like. God damn. They threw some big ass parties and shit was everywhere.
Yes.
It was great.
That's the good part.
I had a taste of life that I was like, oh, okay, this is what we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget creative fulfillment. I want to be. No. I'm trying to be shepherded like a sheep from car to plane to see Remy Ma.
Remy Ma. Remy Ma the goal?
She
really was.
She is.
He's done with his career. He's done now because that was the goal.
That's right.
I am done. Retired. So this is my retirement announcement, everyone.
What's our favorite Remy Ma line? We keep saying it. We say it all the time.
One of them. I don't want to cuss, but we're being cussing. One of them bitches, two of them bitches gotta die.
You
really shouldn't say that.
It's my favorite thing to say.
It's the best Remy Ma line ever.
Wow. Pastor
she's
Ma.
Changed
Ma.
That, yeah. She changed her mind in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
Okay, just one bitch has to die. Wait a second.
Well,
One bitch should die alone.
Yeah. They both gotta go.
Love that line.
And that's a good line. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rap Breakdown. I'm your host.
Breakdown.
Oh.
We break down raps.
Get rapping. So many people have turned off this podcast.
Yeah, they're like, this is not what I thought this was going to be.
Absolutely
not. Did not want to listen to Rap Breakdown.
Did they say bitch 45 times in the first 45 seconds?
Guys, we're sorry. Yeah, all the grandmas out there, we're sorry.
I know grandmas listen to our shit. Hey, fuck a grandma.
What grandma that listens to this?
And do you think they should not?
When we go back home, somebody's getting grounded and it's not going to be me.
One of these bitches, two of these bitches getting grabbed. That's mom's rap.
I can't.
I'm so going to get a whooping.
She's going to get a spanking, guys.
Dwayne, last week we premiered a new segment and we thought it would be fun to fold you into the drama.
Ooh, okay.
We want to pick your brain about dating in 2024.
Yuck.
Dating in 2024. You said yuck.
The dating pool has pee in it. And he's right.
Do people say the dating pool has pee
yes,
in it?
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. Mm. That water's brown, baby.
Oh, no. I can't.
You can't,
guys. I'm not excited touch it. About dating. I don't want to do it.
You should not be.
It's bad. It's really bad.
I'm excited for the segment.
Okay, so we call this segment, Please Slide Out of Lacey's DMs. We're going to read some of Lacey's DMs out loud for the audience, and then we'll give our takes on it. Now, my take, before I've even heard it, is going to be, she should marry this man. She always does,
and she won't. She won't. She won't. Now, listen.
Okay.
I got probably the worst message that any human has ever gotten. I said, this has to be the first one. This is the worst message any human has ever got. Got a picture, and the man said, dinner sometime. He's standing, and I have the picture on my phone, in a freshly dug grave. That's the whole thing. Well, I don't think we're going to get to the other ones. You can see the shovel. He's in it. Amber's gonna marry him. I'm not marrying him.
You know, maybe it's like a ghost dad situation, and that's his unfinished business.
Ooh.
Got to get some dinner to move on.
Yeah, so the best case scenario you could think of is that he's Bill Cosby.
Ooh. Yes, girl. So when you go to dinner, watch your drink.
Watch your drink. Eat that food, but watch your drink.
Mm.
Yuck. Lacey, look.
Yeah. You should marry him.
I can't. Y'all too. I cannot stand either of you.
You should marry him. Look, he does yard work, and that is what he's showing you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to dig graves. And don't you plan on murdering some people? Mm-hmm. Lace, I mean, be I honest.
Okay, just a couple. One of the people got not.
Yeah. Digging is a great skill to have. Do you want a man that don't dig?
I mean,
the fuck kind like of man don't dig? That's true. That's true. Because you know we ain't gonna find you. That'd be enough, man.
He's joking, but then as he's murdering me, he's gonna be like, "Fool! I showed you the freshly dug grave, and you still went
this
out."
This is that
me.
Great.
No, I'm not doing it. I didn't. People are like, "What did you say to him?" I said, "I just block and report. I'm not going to interact with you. I just block and report." So.
Oh, but there was a story there.
I didn't need to know. No.
You weren't curious?
No.
You blocked and reported him? Wait. I'm sorry. So everyone, Lacey, don't say what he looks like. Okay. Dwayne, say what you imagined when you heard this story. Say what you imagined he looked like.
For some reason, I imagined he looked like, who's the man that wasn't Tim Allen on Home Improvement? The other
Wilson.
One? I assumed it looked like
the helper, that guy.
Yeah, his like partner. I don't know why I saw like a white man with a beard and flannel.
I actually did see basically Wilson, the guy behind the fence. Like an old pot-bellied white man. That's what I see. Lacey.
Okay, why don't I have this picture readily available?
In my heart, I hope it's the opposite. I hope she's like, he looks just like Jason Derulo or something.
He looks... Guys, I'm Jason so Derulo. Sad that I'm poorly unprepared. Doesn't matter. He looked like Andre 3000.
What?
And he had a flute.
He had a flute.
Now, flute, there you got to go.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. Just like slight detour for this. Mm-hmm. How disappointed were you when you were like, he's got a new album I think that's nice. Yeah, a little bit of flute. Who cares? Flute is fun. Oh, okay. It's just smooth jazz. All right. I can do smooth jazz. I'm old. And then you heard it and you were like, oh no, what is it? It's like a flute. It's like you held up a flute.
Watch it, Amber.
In a tornado. And that's what it sounds like. Nothing sounded like nothing.
Honestly, I listen to it quite a bit, and every time
he's going
to
be on the podcast.
Yeah, it gives like wood nymph.
Okay,
and that's what I feel. I feel like I'm in like a forest, lost. And then there, and he's like the Pied Piper.
And he's leading you round and round in a tiny little circle.
He ain't leading me nowhere I want to go.
Did you listen to the whole album, Dwayne?
I did. I just put it on and listen straight through when I'm working.
Oh, okay. You listen to it more than once?
I've listened to it quite a bit.
Dwayne!
I have. I love this sentimental nigga music. It really does feel like he was just doing something. And it's good, like, ambiance. Like, it makes me focus because there's no lyrics. So I'm just like in my
That's
work.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
If this was playing while you were getting a root canal, you'd be like, yeah.
Yes,
you that. Wouldn't think one thing about it, but like way, way low, way, way in the background. Then it's fine.
Yeah.
But when you say jazz album, I do not think that.
Oh, and no.
It's because you're black. That's a racist thing for me to think it. I'm sorry.
That's what it's labeled? A jazz album? It's like,
yeah, Samara it is labeled Joy jazz. He's going like now jazz. On a small jazz tour I just saw yesterday with some musicians.
Oh, yeah. I think it's more like rhythmic noise.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Because it doesn't have like a lot of melodies. It's just like,
Amber, what did I say the album should be called? And then I would have been fine with it.
Like a jazz experiment, experimental music or something like that.
Yeah. I was just like sounds that he made.
Sounds.
I don't know.
Yeah. Andre sounds.
Music a lot
sounds.
Of different sounds. That would have been like, great.
It's just the word jazz. That's my only problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay, Lacey, I'm sorry that Andre 3000 slid into your DMs. Who else did?
This, I just had to show you. This is not a DM, but it's on this man's dating profile. So when you're scrolling, I'm on all the apps. I have to talk to Amber about this. It's his face. Nice looking guy.
Okay.
And underneath, people have phrases like, I love horses. Some of them are really gross, disgusting, and that's when you know to swipe. This man said, you can't expect a man to lead you if you are uncomfortable with listening. That's what he said.
Oh.
He letting you know right now, you better listen to me. So I was like, someone needs to tell. Who's clicking on that?
That should have just said, I hit her.
I'm controlling.
That's what we're thinking.
Yeah. And it should have just said, bitch, you better do what I say. Why didn't you put that under your thing?
It would have been more spicy, more fun.
Guys, we would have been like, date him.
Yeah,
he came in angry.
Bitch is pretty neutral.
Came in angry.
You're pre-angered.
You're pre-angry. I know that you're angry. Some woman wasn't listening to you. Now you're treating all the women the same. Sir.
That's crazy.
That's your greeting. That's your face and that's your greeting. That's the first thing I see. I'm not talking to you.
I don't know. Playing devil advocate. Bitches should be listening.
I don't know, bitches. Don't be listening, though.
Have you seen bitches?
They be walking around like this.
They not listening.
Guys, I don't listen.
Did you guys match?
No, that one was just a freestanding. What do you call it? You just look. They're in your area. They're in my area.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be in your area.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The third one is a man sent me a picture of just chin down to his belly button. And I'm going to say of his boobs. Sir, I have my own boobs. I didn't need to see her. And did you just send me a picture of your nipples? Your nipples. That's your hello. So when you meet someone out in public, do you take your shirt off and shake your boobs to them? Because that's exactly what you just did to me. What makes it different that it's on a site?
What? With what words?
Hey, hello. Hey, what's up? Like something like that. Like it was definitely a greeting. Like, hello. The greeting wasn't bad because you see the greeting first. So it's like, hey, how are you? And I clicked on it. And I was like, boobs? What? Man boobs? I didn't need to see that.
Hello, titties.
It would have made sense if it was his face and his chest. I still would have been like, but just.
So he sent a message saying hello and then a picture of just his torso.
Just his torso.
Maybe it was like a Black Dahlia reference.
And when I tell you, it wasn't like a cut torso.
Maybe he doesn't have a head.
Maybe. And I need you to.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was his way of bonding. Like, you got titties, I got titties.
I don't like you two. You and Amber are the same person. Always looking on the bright side.
It's called empathy.
We both got
You gotta carry yours around. I gotta carry mine around too. What kind of bra are you wearing?
Lacey, I like him.
No,
Dang, you should marry him.
Should.
I don't want to.
Oh, you don't like titties? Lacey. Are you not a feminist?
Oh, gross.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Guys, and that's what happens when you slide into Lacey's DMs. Okay?
Yeah. Please slide out.
Don't do it unless you want us to make fun of you. No, you should do it. Why? Because if you slide into Lacey's DMs, she will, and this is true, go on a date with you.
No, everybody won't. Gets I won't. Amber's lying. Please don't do that.
Is it a DM?
Everybody gets one date, and that's the truth.
Pimp? What is going on today?
Yuck. Guys, we need a little palate cleanse.
Yes,
let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're taking Dwayne to court.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Court. I'm Amber Ruffin. I'm the prosecutor.
And I'm Lacey Lamar, the defense.
All rise for Judge Dwayne.
Hello. Judge Dwayne. Judge Judy, but a little bit nicer.
That's right.
Today we will be hearing cases of date 'em or dump 'em. In this segment, we have listeners write in to tell us about their love lives. We take their cases to court, and then the ruling is passed by this week's judge, Judge Dwayne. Case number one. We've got a young woman who's wondering if her boyfriend of 9 years will ever commit. Now, As the prosecutor, after 9 years, I think you have committed. So you have to just stay together. It's already been 9 years. What are we doing? Friggin', it's 9 years. It's fine. It's not like it's 9 years and he's fucking around. It's 9 years and he's all right. All you want is a ring. Girl, go get a ring and then put it on yourself. Give yourself a kiss and it's fine. The end.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Nice. The prosecution rested. Okay. Defense.
I picked up your case and threw it out the window because I'm telling you right now, it all hinges on, have we talked about this? Do you know that this is my goal? If it's my goal to get married and we've talked about it, then 9 years is way too long. But if you've never brought it up, he's going to act like how he's going to act. He's not going to marry you. If you guys have an agreement that, okay, marriage is our goal, then we need to be working on that goal.
when did you start working on the goal? Did you start dating and say, I eventually want to get married? And he was like, so do I. And then the lie just carried on because I know a lot of friends like that. He's not going to do it. After 9 years, first of all, he's not going to marry you. But if you want to get married, you have to be putting that out there and you have to be having the discussion.
9 years.
I don't think it's going to happen, lady. If that's what you want, you've got to start fresh. Now, do you want to start fresh? You've worked on this for 9 years. Try to find someone else. Listen, you've got a 3% chance. I've been out there. Did you listen to my DMs? Terrible out here.
Okay, so I said
or
date
you
him.
Just stick it out.
Lacey said dump him.
No, she's obviously not happy. Why stick with someplace when you're not happy?
Okay, as the judge.
Lacey, you have to say the defense rests.
Oh, yeah.
The defense is sleeping. I'm ooh. Done.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
out.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's resting.
I would say, and this is not surprising. She should date him. Just keep it going, girl. Because my thought is, it's 9 years. The idea of commitment, what does that look like to her? If the idea of like, I just want to be married, girl, who are you going to be married to? Like, if is the like marriage just like a thing? Like, you have to do something to get married. So if the idea is, well, I'm going to break up because you're not marrying me after 9 years. So you're just going to find somebody who wants to marry you? That just feels like a conceptual idea instead of like living in reality. And like, do you want to spend your life? Like, what is marriage? Spending your life with a person? Like, you already been doing that for 9 years. Do you like this man? Or do you just want a symbol that like, what do you want? Woman, man, what do y'all both want? Talk. But if you just want to be with somebody and you want to feel the security, if you don't feel that after 9 years, you should not be worried about marriage. You should be worried about if you want to be in that relationship anyway. So I feel like there's bigger issues. So either stay with him because you want to be with him or leave because you don't want to be with him. But to make a decision based off of marriage seems kind of juvenile.
Ooh, either way, back that ass up.
If you want to get rid of him, I know someone that digs shallow graves. Okay.
Perfect. Case number two.
Okay.
Sam has gone on 3 dates with Teddy. Teddy's a sharp dresser. He's punctual, but there's one problem. He picks his nose. Can this relationship be saved? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Let me tell you something. After I've watched this happen, now, picks his nose is fine. You catch someone picking their nose once or twice, who cares? But if someone picks their nose to the point where
they're digging,
you are riding into a show, then they're picking their nose too much. This is too much. You've probably seen maybe everyone... Well, a lot of people pick their nose. You've seen it, but you've never seen someone pick their nose so much that it becomes a problem for your heart.
That you wrote in
and
about
if
it.
That is the case, it's a gotta lot. Get the fuck out of there. Because who knows where these boogers are? What are they doing with them? Oh. Are they flicking them? Because if you're seeing them pick their nose, then where are the boogers? Mm. You're not using a tissue. Mm. Guys, I have a lot of problems with this. I also I can't imagine someone who I've seen pick their nose multiple occasions. I can't imagine seeing that and then being like, I'd like to kiss you on the mouth. I can't. Mm-hmm. I absolutely fucking can't. I can't. I'm sorry. Yay. Again, I understand that that's a part of having a body, but that's a private thing. Private. Mm. Okay.
Like your boobs.
So I say dump him. The defense. Am I defense or prosecutor?
You're the prosecution.
You're the prosecutor.
The prosecution rests.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Yes, defense.
This is very simple. Oh, if you really, really like them, you're going to have to say, hey, Teddy. Teddy, I know it's, because also, how old are we? Are we 22 or are we 52? Because you can't.
Now, if you're 8, this is fine.
They're fine. What a booger tastes like. Pass it over here. If you're 8, that's what you guys are doing anyway. You're sharing boogers. Making little booger sculptures. You're doing it half the time of your life. Okay. If you're not 8, the younger they are, the easier it is to change this. You're going to have to sit down and be like, you know, when you pick your nose, I know you don't realize you're doing it, but you're doing it. I can't. I just can't. So if you want to change, please change. I need you to change. Asking people to change is hard. People do not want to change. Old people. Right now, you tell me to change one thing about me, I'm be like, listen, guys, it's stuck. It's concrete. It's not going anywhere. Sorry, I'm not. I say go to have a conversation, even go to counseling if you have to, because if you really like Teddy, you want to make it work, stick it out and pick it out and just ask him to change. Don't dump him right away. Maybe the boogers are delicious. You don't know. Ask him to change.
So I said dump him. And Lacey said,
I said, try to work it out.
Let's go to the judge.
Okay.
The judge.
Based off the evidence presented, it really feels as if this is a situation that could be fixed by saying, hey, Teddy, stop that shit. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Stop. Just a quick slap of the hand. Teddy, don't take this tissue. Or creating a situation where there's like an ultimatum. Be like, you want the fingers to go somewhere more sexy.
Oh, Lord.
Then get the things out the nose. Because and then you're creating an environment where they're motivated to to not want to, you know. And then as I would say, Amber made a good point, and it creates a mystery. Where are the boogers going? And that creates more anxiety. So I feel like we really need to nip it in the bud pretty early. So I would say if Sam has the capabilities to really stand 10 toes down and really talk to Teddy and let them know how they feel, then I think there's hope.
Yeah.
And if Teddy's like, nah, then you know, oh, the stakes are very high for Teddy. I must get out of here.
Yeah.
Can I just add one thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That this fool was for grave digger, but not for nose picker. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. And this fool's Amber.
Saying she's a nose picker. Look,
I just don't think you like labor.
I don't like cardio. You're absolutely right.
She does that.
You're right.
Because that man showed that he gets stuff done.
Our last case of the evening or whatever time you're listening to this. Bagu gagu gigu gigo. He's got a cat. And she's allergic. How quickly should she dump him?
Wait, say that again. Because what I heard is he's black and she's allergic.
He's.
And I was like, wait, what?
That's another story.
Wait, what?
She's allergic to black people.
It's another story.
She's got. Wait, Lacey, have you ever heard anyone say they're allergic to black people?
I mean, no, I haven't. But someone
that just sounds like some shit somebody would say.
Someone said to me, "You're absolutely right."
Yeah, like,
I haven't heard that.
Uh-huh. Like melanin makes me break out.
Mm. Oh, ew! But not like break out. Like break out.
Yeah.
Like my melanin makes me like break out. It's fine. It's pretty fun actually. He's got a cat, and she's allergic.
A cat.
How quickly should she dump him? Immediately. The prosecution rests. Lacey?
I don't think you're supposed to agree with the prosecution. So I'm going to say, try. This is what people always tell you, because I'm deathly allergic to cats. Okay. They tell you to get the shots and all that. So maybe try that. See if you go to your allergist, because you love this person. You want to marry them. You want them to be in your life forever. See if you would suffer and get shots for them. That's going to solve it. Go to the doctor.
And then you say...
And I'm so sorry, Ambers. I just passed the bar. And I rest. The defense rests.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Because you seem very awake for a second. Now that you've rested, I think... Again, I don't know why I'm so pro these relationships. But I think it's crazy if a person has an animal... You come to the picture and be like, get rid of it. Get rid of it. If you like that person, you kind of have to either make the choice to absorb their life or not. But you can't just be like, get this cat out of here. Also, if this is like the beginning where we're having conversations about this, how long y'all been together? Because it don't seem like that long. So coming in, being brand new, being like, yo, get this cat out of here. Red flag.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah, no. Also, like, are you around this cat? You're not a step parent yet. You just visiting. Like, go somewhere else.
No.
Go on dates outside the house. Take a Claritin or something. Girl, like, you can't just be telling people get rid of their children. People really love their animals.
Their children. That's just, you're right.
So
Dwayne has dogs.
I have two of them. And if somebody was like, hey, get rid of your dogs, I say, get rid of your
I
life.
I know you're not doing
and
that.
And then call the man that buries the bodies.
Call Shovel Man, because we know Shovel Man.
I'm going to call Andre 3000.
Call Shovel Man 3000.
Say, hey.
That's right.
Play this flute as you bury that body.
Okay.
You're right.
That's it for Court McGort. And that was the name of the segment all along.
Court McGort.
It's not a great name.
Court McGort.
Court
McGort.
Court.
Dwayne, are you old enough to remember the People's Court?
Oh, yeah, with Jojo Brown.
Dun, dun,
Dun. Oh, was Judge Joe Brown the People's Court?
Wasn't he?
Cute. The People's Court is very old.
Oh, yes.
Way pre-Judge Joe Brown.
Those court shows made me uncomfortable. I don't like watching it.
Judge Joe Brown had his own show? Who was the People's Court?
The People's Court was before shows like that, a long time ago. And it was the exact same thing, but it was like in the 80s, I want to say. People's Court is a very old show. And it would come on in the middle of the night.
Yes, I used to watch a lot of court shows when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, then you might have seen it, but you are a little baby. Look
just
at yourself.
A baby. It's just 5 years
Look
old.
At him. Sit talking by walking. Himself.
All his really teeth doing in. It.
I used to watch The People's Court, Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mathis, Divorce Court. I was all in these.
Oh my goodness.
Adult lives. Because I kept trying to be like, what do grown-ups go through? Why are they always suing each other? So I was obsessed with court shows. Litigation. Something about it.
Guys, we're glad that we tried to heal so many relationships. Thank you, Judge DeWayne.
You're very welcome.
Now that we've solved matters of the heart, it's time for us to talk about something that really matters. Cereals. It's time to play That's Rank. On That's Rank, we make our case for the top this or that. Today, we will, without a doubt, get to the bottom of once and for all. And I mean, this will be the definitive ranking.
Yeah.
Wow. Hard to say, easy to find. This will be the definitive ranking of cereals. Mm-hmm. These rulings are legally binding cannot be disputed.
Okay.
Because DeWayne legally is a judge. So what he said goes.
It's like real. So, and people have been debating this for thousands of years.
Thousands.
It's true.
Thousands.
It's true.
Cereals.
What's the best cereal?
So DeWayne, start thinking of your top three cereals. Lacey.
Oh, I know what mine are.
What is your third best cereal? We'll start with three. What is your number three? Number three best cereal of all time.
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is the third best cereal.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. You're wrong.
I agree.
The third best cereal of all time is Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
I fucking love Fruity Pebbles, dude.
No.
Cancel the show. My laptop is closing. I don't close my laptop all the time.
Oh.
Amber just knows when someone says something preposterous.
Fruity Pebbles, you mean that cereal that gets soggy immediately?
Yep.
That looks like vomit?
No.
It does. Well,
it's not it.
Yeah.
It looks just like clown Never vomit. Thought of We're not doing that here.
What?
Yes, I would say you are both incorrect. And the third best cereal is Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Oh. I'll put marshmallows in.
I'm not a Fruit Loops guy. I don't like it with the marshmallows. I don't like Fruit Loops because Fruit Loops is what we always had.
I didn't know they put marshmallow in Fruit Loops. So there, you're wrong.
They're new.
What are you doing?
This man is actively eating cereal.
I'm sorry, I have my finger on the pulse of the most modern cereals.
Well, the pulse.
The zeitgeist.
He actually does have his finger on the pulse.
He really does. He lapped us. I didn't even know that was a fucking cereal.
You're right. He is a judge.
So basically they tried to like make like a Lucky Charms version of Fruit Loops.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would call that no. I would name it the word no.
But don't mess with a good thing.
But you know what a good thing is? Motherfucking Lucky Charms. And that is why it's my number two cereal.
That's my number two.
Love that shit.
100%.
Wow.
Love Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Could eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's great.
Okay. Maybe because I love America and I'm a patriot.
Oh.
I would not pick that Irish cereal. I am president. I must support my country. So
you gotta be racist if you're president. That's the law.
You gotta stay representing America.
Yes, my number two feels very American because it is candy. My number two is Reese Puffs.
Chocolate.
Yeah, and it makes your milk into chocolate milk. So there's a transformation. There's the evolution. There's an experience, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could take that. That, again, another modern one.
Yes. Also, it creates the cereal pieces are black and brown.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a really
diverse.
Really
He's creating diversity.
America. Yeah.
Unity in the community.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
Of yum. Cereal. Yeah. It is. I ran my campaign on it. So.
You did, and that's why you won.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's why I voted for you.
That's why he's president.
Thank
guys.
You so much.
If you just like woke up from a coma and then listened to this podcast,
you'd be like,
you would not president? Know what the fuck was happening. All presidents have to be racist. And the president currently is a baby named Dwayne Burke.
Oh, black baby. Have you seen the president?
He's a tiny
moisturized.
Skin is beautiful.
Glowing. Mm-hmm. Number one cereal, Lace.
Applejacks.
Lacey, you can't be your third and your first.
Say something to me. I know a man. Okay. I know a grave digger. Well, okay. Say something okay. to me.
Applejacks, literally, like, as a kid, they have like the little glass. They have like little bits of glass on it, and you just be cutting your mouth off.
Little bits of Applejacks.
Shards of glass.
It's not an apple. It's not a jack. It's an Applejack. It's a bit of an Applejack in there. Don't ask me what an Applejack is, but it's delicious.
But and why the is it juice, so
hard? The flavored milk you get from an Applejack. They should sell that Applejack milk. I would buy it and just walk around drinking it.
They do.
Delicious.
Ew.
There's a cereal bar in New York that I used to go to. I really do like cereal. And yeah, they have like flavored milks based off cereal.
Oh, see?
It's great.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
Okay. Applejacks, I'm standing on it.
I was going to say Lucky Charms, but since you did Applejacks twice, I will say Frankenberry.
But this fool and remember her that? Berries.
Oh, remember Frankenberry?
No.
Like I love Frankenberry.
No one likes Frankenberry. They don't even make it anymore because you were the only one buying it.
Yeah,
it
I loved it.
And like they stopped making
great
it.
Great Depression era.
Thank you. That doesn't sound right.
But, I'm sorry.
It's yummy.
I'm seeing if they still sell Frankenberry.
Frankenberries, guys. This pink flavor man came back to life to bring you the gift of marshmallows.
Mm. Oh, was he like one of the people with like Count Blueberry. Dracula?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
Count Chocula, Booberry, and whatever the third one was.
Sojourner Truth.
That's right. Yeah, that's his face right there.
They all.
No, that's a serious
face.
Oh, no.
They still make friend. It. I had to Google it.
Frankenberry's my best friend.
And again, you guys are not correct. I think the number one cereal is Captain Crunch Oops All Berries.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I see that. Mm-hmm. I forgot about Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm.
That's when they said, take the white pieces, get them out of here. Get them out of here. He said, we are going back to segregation. And they took all the colored pieces and put them in one box. And that is why it tastes so good.
See? And one of our producers, Becca, is saying she loves Captain Crunch. So that proves that babies eat Captain Crunch.
I love Captain
Crunch. I'm a grown
Crunch.
Ass woman. I'm 62. Nobody my age is eating Captain Crunch.
No.
Terrible. Terrible.
The captain is old. He's old and seasoned. He's a captain.
He's a captain. You think he became a captain?
But it's
overnight?
Flavored for babies. So one day you'll grow out of it. It's flavored for babies.
Wow.
It says right on there, flavored for babies. Flavored.
It does not. It says
with babies.
And since it's I've made been 62 of since birth, I never liked it. I was like, I ain't even this for children. I'm a grown ass woman.
Oy, oy, oy.
Wow. No. Okay.
They see you bad.
So that's my ranking.
So those are the rankings. Okay. So I think we could all agree
to disagree.
To disagree. That's right.
I'm getting a theme that Lacey hates men with jobs.
That's right.
Captain Crunch. Like, he got a job.
Gravedigger.
That man was like, Captain.
The captain.
He's out of the sea all the time. I dated Captain Crunch. I never saw him. He was never home.
He's a sea org. He's a Scientologist.
His house is
he's always at sea. Mm-hmm. Yep, the Scientologist.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go on that
my
sea.
Life, my love and my lady is the sea.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
He was never home.
That's too bad.
Yes,
I gave him a try.
Did you know that he was originally a part of Captain and Tennille?
Oh, wow.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Wow, he can sing. Mm-hmm. He can sing. Even after swallowing that scratchy cereal, he can sing. I like that.
Shaped like little, the weirdest shape, and it scratched your throat. Never
and
liked
no,
it.
And that's why they took them pieces out. Because they said, that's why Oops All Berries. I didn't say the original Captain Crunch. Like, that's you notice the one with all the little light skin pieces? Don't nobody eat that. That's a psychopath.
No, it's disgusting.
I like Oops All Berries.
Who's eating that?
You just want your mouth cut out?
Cuts your gums.
We couldn't agree on the cereal rankings, but
not
we
one.
Do agree that only psychopaths eat Captain Crunch. Plain old Captain Crunch.
Okay. And you said all berries.
The ones without berries. If your cereal without ain't got berries, berries, I think you did great. You should ask Andre 3000, DM him back and say, what kind of cereal do you like? And I bet you he gonna say, the all-white Captain Crunch.
Oh, okay. Captain Crunch, oops, all whites.
So that should be a question that I'm asking all the time then,
you
too.
You should, yeah. Put it on your profile.
To find out. I'm going to start. I am. What cereal you
put it in the space where the man said, bitches should be listening. You put What kind of cereal do you like?
I'm going
to
do that.
Guys, so don't forget to write in to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, and tell us your datum or dumpum stories. Ask us about financial advice or, you know, anything you would like a ruling on. And if we pick your story, you could win a chance to revamp Lacey's dating profile. Whatever picture you want. You can write whatever caption you want. She's gonna love it.
You know what? I'll put it up for a day. See what happens. I can't do any worse than this. I will pick a profile. If someone wants to write my caption, I will I'll leave it up for a week. See what happens. You never know. Can't get any worse.
Oh, well, shit.
It's only up from here. So, hey, you got something you want me to write? I'll do it.
You might find your husband.
Shit.
If I find a husband with someone else's caption, I'm going to be mad.
I don't know to write in so I can win. So the caption can be full butt. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to find husband material with full butt.
I don't know. Titty Boy sent out his pictures and he's married.
You're gonna not yet, but you are going to be his wife in due time.
Are you friends with Titty Boy? You know him.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh my
God. We have so much in common. We have exactly four things in common.
Oh, no.
Hey, everybody.
Me, no. Titty Boy.
Thanks for listening to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, Dwayne Perkins. Catch up with him on Instagram. His handle is at Dwayne Perkins. I'm at Amber Ruffin, and Lacey is at Lacey Lamar.
One.
Be sure you get our bonus episodes on Friday. So subscribe to our podcast feed where you get your podcasts and rate and review us. And we love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.